Good morning, everyone. I apologize for my English. It's not my first language, so I'm coming from 20 minutes outside of Zurich, so in the Swiss German speaking part of Switzerland. So English is not my first language, so I'm glad you guys are gracious people. So I'm married for 26 years this year. I have two beautiful children, 19 and a half and 17, and we live out there in Switzerland. And I'm actually working full time in this ministry called My Friends, what Trevor shared with you guys quickly. And I'm passionate about riding motorbikes. So if anyone has motorbikes, yeah, I'm there. So the first story I want to share with you is about this motorbike, because we have like a group of 24 people, and we go on a motorbike tour once a year. So we have a Thursday through Sunday tour. And so 2 years ago, we took off, and on our first stop, it was like at the Lake of Geneva, if anyone is familiar with Switzerland. So we went throughout Switzerland, Lake of Geneva. We had our first dinner, and there was this long table, and all these 24 people sat there. And there was a girl over there, and she, a non-believer, okay, non-Christian, thanks Jesus. And she looked over, and she said, "I have a headache, and I need to go to bed, and I cannot eat with you." And so I looked at her and I said, "If somebody has a headache in my family, I pray." And so I was there like this. And she said, "Okay, come over." So I stood up and you know, everyone was chatting having a beer or so. And once I was standing up, everyone was quiet looking at me. So I died. Yeah, I did. I walked over across the table. I asked her husband, "Can I lay my hand on your wife's head?" And he said, "Of course." So I did, and I prayed and I said, "Jesus, you're the healer, and you take away this headache right now, Amen." So I said, "Amen." Went back. I sat down. I looked at her. She made like this, and she said, "It's gone." And so we had a fun night, we had a nice dinner, good conversations, nothing, you know, just, that's normal, that's standard life. So two nights later, again at the dinner table is fantastic. You have a lot of stuff going on at dinner tables. So we sit at the dinner table, and she's right across the table from me. She's sitting there, her husband there, and we start about talking about Jesus. But we didn't talk, or we didn't discuss about how comes this virgin birth, you know, stuff, this doesn't work, and why do you say God is love, and then people are dying because they have no food, and why this and why that, and evolution versus creation, and all, nothing like this. It was just how much love has the Father for you. How much has God the Father done for you through Jesus Christ? And she was there like listening. Her husband beside had tears in his eyes. And I was saying, "Man, you have no idea how much the Heavenly Father loves you." And he had never experienced love from his background, his family. So we were there, and that was June. And so we continued on, and end of August, she decided to turn to Jesus, and she's on her way. She's walking, and I was just so excited to see. It's just the small things. It's just the small things when we step out and we do a step which is dying sometimes for us, and we just do it. We just walk out there. And things are happening because God is so with us. You know, God is standing totally at our back, and he's just ready. When you pray, he's just ready to do stuff. I want to share with you some verses of Ephesians 1. So everyone has a Bible. Go to Ephesians 1. I love Ephesians 1. It's so good. So Ephesians 1, Paul is writing to Ephesians, to the guys there, and he's saying, "Guys, you're doing so good," and he's telling them that God has always wanted them, to be their the sons and daughters. And then in verse 17, he has this prayer. He says, I pray every time I think about you, I pray. And then here is the prayer, verse 17 up to 20. Thank you so much, man. That's good. Okay, so he says, I pray, maybe I have not the same translation, whatever. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the works of his mighty power. And it's the same power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Isn't that beautiful? I believe this is a key prayer for us today. I believe it's a key prayer, which the prayer Paul prays for the Ephesians here, it's a key prayer for us today. Because he starts off about to making clear we need the Holy Spirit so that we can have revelation, we can see with our eyes, we can know God. We can know God in heaven. So we need the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we can know God. And knowing God is like what is knowing God? I mean that's hard, you know, that's difficult. No, it's not. Because you don't have to do it. You can just say, God, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because I want to know God. And I believe sometimes we walk our journey and we do not know God. We don't know what he thinks. We don't know what he sees in us and around us and in the people around us. We don't know what he says about us, about ourselves. And I love to work with pictures. So I have this picture of a little boy playing soccer. You know, he's training and training and training. He's like 10 years old, you know, and then he has his first official match. You know, he got the nice shirt with a number on the back, so he's like super proud. And they start to play soccer officially in a match, and at the side of the field, the parents are all lined up cheering for their boys, and this guy just got a pass, and he has the ball right in front of his feet, and in front of him is only the keeper and the goal. And so he runs like, oh yeah, I will make that. And so he will shoot, and he misses the frame. So my question to you is, what is the first thing this boy does? What's the first thing he does? He will turn his head and he will look over to the side of the field. His eyes will search the Father, and he will look to his Father, and he will wants to see the reaction of his Father. He wants to see how the Father reacts. And I want to tell you, this is lifestyle. This is a lifestyle that we can take. We can whatever you fail, some mistakes. You do some stuff which is not good. And at that moment, you turn your head and you look to your Father, and you see what he does. You see that he will say, "I always love you, and I will always love you. And I will never change. And you can do what you want. This will not affect my love to you." This doesn't make we are free to go and do everything, but the love of the Father will never change. So this is what we need to understand. We need to search. We need to pursue. What does God think about us? What God does say about us? And I remember I had a there was this guy Gesundheit, we say in Swiss German. Bless you. So there was this guy in the business. I was 25 years in the IT business before. So there was this guy in the business and his personal assistant. And this guy fall down the stairs and he broke his neck and he died. And so I was going to for lunch with his personal assistant. She was so sad. And I was there and I said, yeah, I'm going to pray for her and bless her. And so I go out and we eat together. And she was crying all the time during that lunch. And I did not pray. And I did not really say anything because I was myself in a bad position. So I went, we said bye, and I went to my car and I drove away. And there was this little voice, the little bad voice saying, ah, you're just a hypocrite. You say you love Jesus, but you cannot even do that. You cannot even pray for her. And at that moment, these are the moments, guys, where we can turn our head and we can look up to Jesus and we say, what do you say? What do you say? What is it that you say in this moment? Is it you're a lousy child, or is it I'm going to help you next time, it will be okay? So that's all about knowing him. That's all about what Paul writes, knowing him. So everything starts by knowing him. Everything starts by being with him, spending time, intimacy with the Father, knowing who he is and what he thinks. And then he continues on, and there are three things. There is the hope, there is the inheritance, and there is the power. So the hope, you know, this is exactly what we carry. We carry hope because the God of hope is with us. He is walking with us. I had a guy, I don't know, she's like an accountant. She does these stuff for the rich and wealthy people in Switzerland, all the taxes and that stuff. I hope it's correct what I'm saying. So a customer of hers call her and says, I need to see you as soon as we can. So she makes up this meeting, and she was preparing herself like good people of these bookkeeping guys do. And so he got the file out, prepare very, very nicely. So this lady comes and they go into the meeting room, close the door, and she sits down and starts to cry. And she says, it's just a mess everywhere I look. It's a mess there, it's a mess there. I'm in trouble here. I have no hope there. You know, this is, you know, my husband here and my kids there and my relatives. I think she's from Eastern Europe. And she's there, she's crying in the office of this person. And this person says, hey, can I pray for you? I want to encourage you. So she takes her, she prays for this lady and prays, ask God for peace. Ask God for the shalom peace of God. And so the lady is really like, you know, breathing again. So this is what she does just in the business as she is. So that's that normal life. That's that everyday life. And I told a story yesterday night. We met some guys. We had this atheist woman. She's like 53 years old. She you know, comes to us, a nice relationship to this person, and she had a cut down here on her leg, and she tried for 2 months to get this fixed. And the doctors tried, and it popped up again, and other guys tried, popped up again. So she sits there in our living room in the chair, and she says, I'm trying to fix this, but it doesn't work. So guess what I ask? I ask, can I pray? And she said, well, no, you know that I don't believe. You know, God doesn't exist. So I said, you know, why don't we turn that around now? Let me pray first, and we discuss later. And so I prayed. She allowed me to pray. How thank you, Jesus. And so I prayed, and she left. And 24 hours later, she sits there in the same chair. And she has tears in her eyes, and she says, I wanted to get to know Jesus. I was wrong. I believed some wrong stuff. And so we started to, you know, guide her to Jesus, walk with her to the cross, show her what Jesus did. And it's so beautiful. You know, atheists, I love atheists. They are so cool. If you pray for them, God just show them mightily what he does. And then it's like, boom, it just changes. And they can flip, you know, what their belief system will kind of drop in 2 seconds. It's like, oh, I believe the wrong stuff. You need to help me. So this is the hope. You know, hopeless situations, we are called to take the hope and bring it to the people. So why don't you ask every time you hear a slight little thing of trouble, challenge, you say, can I pray for you? Because if you pray, 3 things can happen. Number one, they hear the relationship, the intimate relationship that you guys have with your Father. And they are overwhelmed. You know, people are crying. They say, wow, this sounds like you have a relationship to this God. And they, you know, for them, God doesn't even exist. Maybe God is universe, or God is nature, or God is anything. And so you know, that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you pray, God can do something. Well, God can anyway do something. But if you pray, the person hears that you pray, okay? You pray with the person. You don't pray anywhere. You pray with the person. Can I pray with you right now? And you pray, and they hear your relationship. They God can do something, and they know it has to do with your prayer. And the third thing is, they hear your prayer, so let's keep it short and simple, so they will do it again. They will do it themselves. We had a woman, she has been divorced, she had some kids, and she had a lot of troubles with her finances, and so she had a little accident with the car, and the mirror outside of the car just was smashed. And so she went to the garage, and she said, I need to have that replaced. So this guy said, it's 450 Swiss, which is like, yeah, $500. And she came, and she said I cannot afford that. It's too expensive. And so we said, well, what's the maximum this thing can cost? So she said, 100. So we said, okay, let's pray. So we prayed, and we said, Jesus, we ask you for a mirror for that car for less than $100. And so 2 days later, she sends us an SMS, well, like a WhatsApp SMS, and she says, I've got a mirror for 65. But that's not all. That's just the start. She wrote us, and she said, I am starting to trust that God, if God can do something with my mirror, he is really interested in me. So she said, I started to speak to God. We call it prayer. She says, I start to speak to Jesus like you do. And I tell you, if people start to speak to Jesus, this is what transforms their lives. They will experience God again and again and again and again. So that's the hope. Let's bring hope into the situation of no hope. Okay, let's bring hope to the people that will tell you, I'm in trouble. I have no hope. The second thing is inheritance. I want you to know that at Ephesians 1:14, Paul says that the first down payment of heaven is already in you, which is the Holy Spirit. And so you know, I picture that, and I think, okay, I'm going to walk into a meeting room, and I will carry a part of heaven with me. So I am going to change. I'm going to change the atmosphere by coming into a room carrying heaven with me. So when I walk in my inside, I say, thank you, Jesus, that I'm able to carry your heaven, pieces of heaven, into this meeting. And Father, I ask you that you will change and switch the atmosphere, because heaven is stronger than anything else. And I tell you, I had meetings. We had meetings. They were like fighting, you know, like opinion, and then you know, nobody wanted to move just a little bit. They just wanted to get the other ones convinced that they are right. So you're there 2 hours into a meeting. Doesn't move. Nothing moves. And so you're there, you say, guys, we seem to be stuck here. But I know that God can do something and can help us. So I would like to pray for this meeting. And I pray for the meeting. And then, you know, it's like, poof, I say amen. And the guys are just aligning themselves. I'm just like this. I'm watching and laughing and say, you just do it. You know, God just does it. You know, and this is the things, you know, you carry heaven with you. This is what I really want to tell you. And so everything that heaven has, peace and joy and love and all that stuff, you just carry that around. So whenever you're with a person, you hug the person, you say, man, the good news is, I just learned that in Australia. You've heard the good news today? Jesus loves you. So you just take these guys and you just walk with them. And they, you know, I don't know if you had that before, but sometimes people say, if I hang out with you, I'm feeling so comfortable. It's so much joy. I feel, you know, peace. It's not stressful. This is what it is, you know. You might have not known it until today. Of course you know it. So you know it, what it is. They don't know. I was on a 50th birthday of a friend of mine, and this birthday were 50 people, and the birthday party went from Friday night at 6 until Sunday midday 12. So it was a big party, 50 people, my wife and I, the only believers, and this was like, yeah. So we went in and we said, God, prepare people. Prepare people around me. This is what I believe. I believe God has prepared people around you. You can just ask him who it is and then go up to them and ask them what you can do for them. And I believe they are real. Yeah, anyway, we went there and at the dinner table Friday night, we sat there and there was a guy beside of me and he said, we were talking about marriage. That's a good topic to talk. And this guy is sitting here and he says, yeah, you know, honey, he's talking to his wife, that is one further. You know, honey, we would like to have a fresh boost in our marriage, right? And she was like, yeah, yeah. So I was sitting there and I looked over and I said, I would like to bless your marriage and pray for your marriage. And so this guy said, yes. Now you need to picture that. It's a round table, 10 people around the table. And this guy says, let's hold hands. Like this, like you do for when with the kids when you eat, yeah, it's like this. So he, you know, he made everybody hold hands like around, and then he was there and he said, "Now you can pray," and I was like, okay. I mean, I would never do that to be honest. Anyway, I prayed, I blessed all the marriages around the table, I said amen, and then this guy said, "Can I add something?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And so he prayed. And he said, Heavenly God, or something like that. He was praying, like, I was so touched. This guy was so ready. He started to pray for that marriage. And then he said, amen, and it was okay. It's like we ate, and it was nice, a good night. Next morning, breakfast, I sit there, I eat, and the guy comes up. And he said, you inspired me praying. So I want to pray for my kids. Do you pray for your kids? I said, yeah, I do. So he said, how do you do that? So I explained him, if there is a situation, I pray like this, la, 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 la. And if there is just like this, I pray like this, la, 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 la. So he said, man, thank you so much. I am going to pray every day for my kids from now on. You see, he was so prepared. He was so prepared. Anyway, I wrote him an email, like a week after that party, and I said, "Hey, this was awesome. We need to meet." So he invited us over, my wife and I, and we went there. And I said, "Honey, we are not talking a word about Jesus. We are not saying this name Jesus. We will not say until the point he will come, because he will ask." And so we sat there and we ate and we just didn't say anything. And then he came. He said, "Man, something happened." You know, he started to explain stuff that out of his prayer happened. It's like, you're there. Like, this guy is so real. He was so honest. And anyway, he calls his boys. One boy is 12, the other one is 14. He said, "Boys, come on down." And so the boys came, and he said, "Look, this is Shufi. This is my nickname. So this is Shufi, and he is a grizzly bear with God." He was like talking like this. I was like, "What?" Anyway, he said, "If he prays, things happen. Do you guys want him to pray for you?" And the boys, yeah, I do. Like, hey, think about this a situation. So I said, "Come on, Fred, you will join me. We will do this together. I'm not here to pray. Just like, you know, you can pray." So we took the boys, we made a little circle, and we started to pray for his boys. And this guy is so close, you know, because God, if he starts to speak to God, God will do something. So that's the, you know, the inheritance is coming from heaven. This is what we get. Holy Spirit inheritance, it's just so cool. You can just follow what he's saying. Just follow what he's saying. And the third thing is the power. And the power always is a little bit too much for me, because it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And I'm like, "Oh, so what do we do here?" Anyway, let's live intentionally in this power. Let's say, "Father, I thank you that I have access to the same power," which is again the Holy Spirit, "to the same power that you have. You have raised Jesus from the dead." And then I tell you, trust, pray for everything. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. You cannot, don't limit yourself to "I'm only praying for this." Open it up and say, "Father, you see the situation. I just pray that you come into the situation and just bless and bring your peace and your joy." And we had a guy, he had a lung cancer, and he was pretty much at the end of his life. And he came and he said, "Could you guys pray?" And so we prayed, but the cancer has not changed. But he said, "I felt peace and calm, you know, calmness coming into me." And so he experienced God. So we started to read the Bible with him. After three nights reading the Bible, we had John 4 with a woman at the well, and we talked about it and we shared it. And one person felt we should ask him if he wants to receive this water, this like God, you know, Jesus. And so she asked, and he said, "Yes, please." He was really, I mean, he, and so he prayed and he said, "Jesus, come into my life." And 2 weeks later, he died. And you know, it's not about us. This is the only thing that can happen, because we prayed that the cancer would go away. No, we open up, we say, "Come, Lord, whatever you have for this person, come." And then things will happen, and the person will be just peace, you know, just shalom, you know. And he came, and he's just straight with Jesus now. And so this is what moves me, you know. It's not about us having every prayer right, doing every sentence right. It's not about right or wrong. It's about live. And I want to encourage you guys. This is something every one of us can do. Every one of us. We can ask one simple question, which is, "Are you okay if I pray for you? Or can I pray for you?" It's a simple question. The simple answer is yes or no. And because these people are friends of yours, you know them for maybe a long, long time. If this guy says no, easy, no problem, man. Oh yeah, I appreciate, man, no problem. And you continue. You continue to love on him. You continue to pray for him in your home. And God is moving. God is moving. And it, you know, it's a simple, simple question. It's the same simple question then. Do you want to get to know Jesus? I tell you, people, I would say 99% of the people say, yes, please pray. They love to be prayed for. They don't know, some don't know what it is. They say, what do I do? What do I have to do now? No, nothing, relax. But they don't know. So I encourage you that you just flow with the Spirit and just go wherever you go. And just come out of the knowing of God. Come out of the relationship with God. Come out of your secret place time with God, where you feel what he says. You can know what he says. And then you can stand up and you go. And wherever you go, things will change, because it's a life that we live with Jesus. Do you want to share something, man? You want to share something? You prayed for someone? Okay. Yeah, so let me tell you, the biggest challenge I was facing for many years is that I had two personalities to maintain. I had the one that was 1.5 hours on Sunday. He was at church. He was like, how you doing, brother? It's nice. You know, I had to maintain this. And the other person was the rest of the week, 6.5 days. Don't ask me if I'm Christian. I don't want to talk about this with you. I don't want to do anything with you there. If somebody asks me, are you a Christian? I say, yeah, I go to church. This was the maximum I did. And I had to maintain these two personalities. And I did it for about 20 years. And then God started to move in my inside. He said, well, I want to bring these together. There is only one yoke. There is one yoke. If you want to have fellowship, if you want to talk to me, if you want to have a friendship with me, there is only me. With the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus, it's only me. You can only have it. It's only one thing. It's one person. And I encourage you, if you're here and you have started over time to, you know, separate a little bit, yeah, I'm not talking about Jesus at my workplace. It's too dangerous. Then I encourage you to come and come back together. Move these two parts of you together. You're only one person. Don't let the enemy say, yeah, you're not, yeah, you should not, you know, wherever you work or wherever neighborhood, they might start to hate you if you say you're a Christian. No, it's not about that. It's about living. It's not about, I'm a Christian. Oh, it's about, man, I just love you. I would like to pray for you. I just feel you're in trouble here. Can I pray for you? So guys, let's get it. This is really an encouragement from me, because I was in trouble for about 20 years living this, maintaining this person and maintaining the other person. And yeah, you know, this, the Christian shouldn't figure out that I'm living like a messy life, and the other guy shouldn't figure out that I'm a Christian praying to God. So I want to encourage you to just, let's be one. Let's be one person that is living a life with Jesus, that takes the hope and the inheritance and the power to the people through love. Okay? Can I pray? That's good. Father, I thank you so much that we are loved by you, and we are loved with an unconditional love by you. And I thank you, Father, that whatever failure, whatever problem we generate, whatever we are in, wherever we are frustrated, Father, we can always turn our head and look up to you and say, thank you, Father, that you just love me and nothing has changed. Nothing will change tomorrow. Nothing will change the day, the week after. And I thank you, Father, that this is the reality of our life. And I thank you that we can just walk our lives and just move people around us. And I ask you, Father, that for each and everyone here, that you show them people around them which you have prepared. Holy Spirit, you prepared people around us. You prepared hearts around us that are ready to get to know you. And I ask you, Father, that you show us these people. We want to see how you see. Father, we know how you see us, so we can also know how you see them. And I thank you, Father, that we can have the same perspective, the same view on these people. And Father, I just bless everyone here with a fresh faith for standing up and going out and blessing people. Father, what we carry, you have put it in us, and we can carry it out to the people. We can just walk and carry it out and have a lot of fun, because you have a lot of fun too. And I thank you, Father, for that. And we just want to honor